is it's McCaffrey centric. Duh. He's everything. Because that's the only one thing you can go back to. Six field goals against the Jets. I came in nitpicking. Everybody laughed. Oh, you being overly critical.
No, you said it was a big win against the Jets.
No, I said they're a playoff.
They're an AFC. Oh, they're going to go to the AFC championship game.
That's still not off the table, but 2-5. Listen, man, like, if that's your answer, I guess at the end of the day, you've yet to be proven wrong.
Who?
McCaffrey not being here makes everybody on the offensive side of the ball look worse.
Well, then why did you pay them all if they needed McCaffrey?
Well, I think that's you paid him. No, but like seriously. Yeah.
Well, what my point is.
Was the defense not a positive yesterday?
They didn't, like, they're not on my list, Evan, of playing bad, and that's why you got beat.
You know what? And I would answer it this way. I just don't think they're playing great in any phase.
But compared to what they've put out there, Stoney, that was a good defensive effort from the Niners. It was not great. Evan, you're right. I really believe I thought the Niner defense kept that game in balance, got two interceptions, even if they were bad. And you throw your quarterback throws it, even at the end when you're trying to get put pressure on them, give Kansas City with the ball where one mistake might get you beat. You couldn't even do that because your $60 man that I'm thinking is getting 60 threw it to the other team and was off all day.
How about the defense? How is the defense?
For what they've been.
They allowed four touchdowns in five red zone series.
But how many of those came off the three interceptions from your quarterback that put them in that position?
I'm just saying.
And then
that's
you get
the
a
point.
You stop a fake punt and you get the ball on their 45, and the first play is a Purdy pick to where you're. Like, I've never scratched my head. I'm being real here. On some of Brock Purdy's decision-making, and maybe that's why I'm uncomfortable, because I'm not used to it. But yesterday, those were throws like...
We should be used to it this year. We got to judge the Niners on seven games this year. And they've not been... Like, that's the thing, I guess. And I don't know if this is too depressing, but there's not one thing. Oh, man, if we get our running game going, we'll be... No. Then you got defense issues. You got special teams issues.
Can't make an extra point.
Let's go to who's been waiting? Jaime in San Carlos. What's up, Jaime? How you doing, buddy? And actually, you know what, Jaime? Hold on one sec. 510.
Give it to me.
Converse shoes are all-stars, not superstar. Come on, Steiny. Oh, Scott and Hayward. Scott?
We let it
go. I go back to the 70s and 80s. They had, I'm thinking of the Adidas superstar.
We'll see.
Hold that.
Yeah, nah,
hold that,
give
Scott.
The win to Scott.
Let me do some research. What's up, Jaime?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I got a stat for you.
Give it to me.
I think Shanahan should be on the hot seat.
I think we know it. Go ahead.
The 49ers are now 0-40 when trailing by 8-plus points at any point in the fourth quarter under Kyle Shanahan, including playoffs. They are the only team without a win in that span. That's terrible. I think Shanahan he should have got up in that presser and said, you know what, it's my fault. The team wasn't ready, blah, 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 blah. But he's too arrogant and something's got to change. I think this season is done and we are cooked.
Wow. So I think that's the first.
Not yet.
Negativity. But 415, Guru, if the Niners are McCaffrey-centric, why did you call Jordan Mason a potential superstar? I still think he is. Also, have you watched the Niners' defense and special teams? The defense was better yesterday than the special teams. I'm just telling you, yesterday, the Chiefs did not just do whatever they wanted. They ended up getting 28 points, but a lot of that was because of the ineptitude of the offense by the Niners and turnovers. So if you go into a game telling me you're going to keep Mahomes under 200 yards, check. Multiple interceptions, check. And no touchdown passes, check. I'm thinking that's the recipe for success.
Well, let me tell you what else is. 180 rushing yards and four touchdowns in five tries in the red zone.
Oh, but to Goo's point, though, two of those touchdowns came off of picks.
Right.
And the third touchdown was after a 55-yard return by Hardman on a punt. So, like, they had short field the whole game.
And didn't break to kind of...
they didn't have short field on the possession after they got up 3-0.
Well, the Chiefs only outgained the Niners by like 20 yards.
No, I know, but I'm saying you got a 3-0 lead, and then they drove 85 yards on the following possession to go up 7-3. I know it's only one, you could boil the game down that way too, is what happened in each team's red zone. Like, they both kind of got there, but the Niners didn't get touchdowns except, you know, late.
Yeah, but the Niners have not been good in the red zone this season. To me, that's more of the offense.
But
like, their offense was so putrid yesterday that it didn't matter how good the defense was. But if you're right, like, they didn't play poorly.
Who?
The defense.
I'm not saying they did play poorly. I'm saying situationally, they didn't make anything happen.
Well, I guess they turned Mahomes over. Oh, you're talking about offense.
Like, I thought the defense was mediocre.
I mean, they got two turnovers. They had three sacks. Like, what did you want from them? Shut them out?
Yeah, of course not. But
I think they would tell you, Snotty, that was good enough to win had we got anything from our offense. I guess that's
the
biggest takeaway, too. Had you got anything?
But we talked all week about the Chiefs' defense. So if we're going to give up 28, that means you needed to score 30 against that defense, which is one of the best in the league.
Third downs.
And you're all, is it an excuse? I'm not using it as an excuse. But were you going to score 30 in a game without Debo, without McCaffrey, and then you lost Ayuk halfway through? And no Jennings. I'll give you. Yeah. Okay, defense was pretty good. I'll even give you pretty good. But, like, that's kind of my point on the Niners. They can't put all phases together.
But when you have everybody that you just mentioned that you didn't have outside of McCaffrey, we saw them still suck in the red zone. Debo's played, Ayuk's played, and Juwan Jennings has played
in the end zone, coming red zone.
Yeah,
the Chiefs were worse in the red zone than the Niners.
All right,
okay.
Well, now we have Andy fixed that against you.
Exactly,
Kyle didn't fix it against the Chiefs. Great defense.
So you had five chances, and you gave up touchdowns on four.
I hear you.
I mean, Skinny Bob.
Our guy.
Hold on, Skinny Bob. We'll get to you in a second. Evan's taking a call. Relax, everybody. It's a game. You got beat by Kansas City. So what? Move on. We'll still go 12-5. Want to bet?
Yeah, that's one.
What's the bet? I'll bet on that one. I will bet on that one. Skinny Bob.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Skinny? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, like the guy said, it's a game, but I was entertained, and you guys confused me just like that game confused me. The 10 minutes, I thought we were right in there. Things were going well. The rest of the time, I see, it's like anything. These guys are in a slump. You get to mid-game, and they get behind. They don't catch up. Next thing you know, turnover. And I like Brock. I think he's a good quarterback. We start out with a holding penalty, or we screw up a lot.
Trent Williams.
But then again, march down the field, Brock. Yep. He's not like Garoppolo or anybody else. I think we got a lot of potential. They dominated us. They should have. They're a great team. Mahomes is just a show for sure. But Ayuk and the kind of money we pay, we got to figure out. And ownership has to figure out, and the players have to figure out how to do some good, get equity and pay. Nobody needs $180 million or $250 million. It's getting too ridiculous. And the people.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
People in the stands don't want to pay $20 for a beer.
No, man. No. Skinny Bob, keeping it real.
How's your Husky doing, Skinny? How's the Husky?
Oh, my Husky's doing good. He just had his annual.
Nice.
He's getting his blood work. And I want to emphasize, when you have an old dog and you can afford it, do the blood work. It's like $500. But I found out he's low on his thyroid.
Uh-oh.
So he was getting fatter and slowing down on the walk. So 5 days of pills now, and he's back to normal. Right.
Is he back to retrieving those golf balls at his pace that he had in his prime?
Well, we have so many, we've slowed down. We're actually finishing up the yard. I'm doing beef ribs right now on the barbecue.
Nice.
And, oh, it is nice. And I'm going to share them with a few people. And anyway, life right. is good on the coast. A beautiful day.
Thanks, Skinny Bob.
Thanks, man.
There it is.
Yep.
It's just a game, people. It's a game.
He was entertained.
It's not, no need to get all mad.
Well, those people trying to fix and rectify. Did you see it was Brindle on that hold in first drive?
All I know is I listened to the first quarter right. on the radio, and Tim Ryan said they could have gotten Trent on that one.
That's a four.
I'm just saying, two guys held.
Why is he?
They gave it to the gave it to the younger guy, Ace and Marin. Oh. What's up, Ace? How you doing, man?
They could have got him.
Diney and Guru, nice to talk to you. How's everybody?
Dynamite
action Monday.
Not really.
Yeah. So I have a math. I have a math question for you.
Oh.
Do you know how many players are on the Niner roster?
53
is right. Do you know how many on? Start on offense and defense.
11 on each 22. Side of the ball.
11 aside.
Mm-hmm.
So I am here at the defense of Brock Purdy. This is a team.
No doubt.
And everyone's been calling, dumping on Brock. I will admit that he had a not so great day. I think he's a very, very good quarterback. But from my perspective, it's a team issue.
I agree.
Special teams are abysmal. Every time there is a play that involves them, I am holding my breath. You know, they know that Hardman is a premier returner. What did he do? He had a big return.
Yeah.
The defense doesn't tackle. And poor Jordan Mason. I mean, the guy's the second best back in the NFL. He got stonewalled. Now, is that all his fault? I don't think so. So I'd like everyone to kind of recalibrate here. I thought they came out without urgency, contrary to what you said, Steiny. In the first quarter, I was thinking, this does not look good. And it was pervasive throughout the game.
But can I give you this? Anytime a quarterback throws three interceptions, you got to say he didn't get the job. Purdy was not great. It was his worst game, arguably, as a pro yesterday.
I hear that. It was also against a really, really good defense.
Wow.
But, you know, that's not an excuse. What is an excuse? No Debo, no Ayuk, no third down Juwan. So now you're down to Ronnie Bell. I mean, who's going to win with Ronnie Bell as your premier receiver?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ace. Appreciate the call.
But you drafted Ronnie Bell because you thought, nah, he wouldn't be the star, but if guys went down, he could step up. You drafted Pearsall. You drafted Cowing, who could have had a I'll leave that alone because I know you're going to be, oh, Guru, you're harping on that all week. Just damn it, Steiny, a better throw.
No.
He's in the end zone.
It was a deep throw.
So they had their chances.
From the 9-2-5, how do you guys feel about Kyle not going for two when the score was 14-12?
I hated every part of it. And I know Evan and other guys defended it, but Steiny, I mean, when are you just going to let him hang? Tie the game. Quit giving me the math formula. Oh, if they go down, and how about you stop them, but tie the game? You're at home.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was a no-brainer.
You missed the kick.
I kind of thought it was a no-brainer to go for two there, but the theory is if you go for two and you don't get it, which ended up happening, which is now easy to second guess, but if you go for two and you don't get it, then they score and get the extra point. It's a two-score game.
Yeah, what if you took that out of it? And you'd probably be stupid to do it. What? My defense is going to be so stout, they're not going to score again.
If it's 14-13, they lose anyway tomorrow. Oh, yesterday.
I hated it. The guy missed the extra point.
Roy's in San Leandro wants to talk about the Niners. What's
this
up, Roy?
Guy, Roy.
How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? It's nice to talk to you guys again.
Nice talk to you, too.
You know, I really don't know what to say about the 49ers except they injured. And I just think that right now Lynch should go ahead on and, trade off a few pieces and because the 49ers are going to go 7-10. I hate to be negative.
Wow.
But with all those injuries, no. Okay, wait a minute, Guru.
That was me.
What I'm saying, man, is that, okay, listen.
I will.
Okay, just like that last caller said, I mean, that special teams coach, it seemed to me like he don't even know what he's doing.
Right.
Okay, then on the defensive side, not that I'm being negative, but they played well. I give them credit. But, you know, a lot of those young guys are inexperienced. So, in all honesty, the way the season is going, I could see the 49ers going maybe 7-10. What I'm saying is that, okay, the reason I say trade off a few pieces for draft picks, start your planning for next year. And then, you know, and then be ready for next year because the 49ers are just beat down too bad, man. I mean, they keep on saying this, giving hope for Greenlaw and all like, and some of those other guys to come back. But the situation is that I just don't think that the 49ers could do too much anymore. That's all I wanted to say. And it's always great to talk to both
always,
of
Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Roy's a gentleman.
He's the man. Class act. He thought that was me blurting in. That was you. Well, Steiner, he's given a 7-10.
Used to what's happened in the past.
We're not there yet, but. I mean, how the special teams...
7-10 still may be enough to win the division.
Well, yours. Seattle won yesterday, and you said that ain't a quality win. They're 4-3. Oh, by the way.
Okay, so
you
think...
So the Niners do got a quality win on their of the three, but...
Okay.
I'm just talking... All I know is this. The special teams has been horrid, and nobody on the current coaching staff, defensive coordinator, nor special teams coordinator has caught the hell that Wilkes did last year.
Well, I thought he... The defense wasn't the issue yesterday.
No, yeah. It was pretty damn good for me compared to what they've been putting out there.
And the other thing is, like, I get Mahomes' numbers weren't great, but they haven't been great all year.
Right.
Like, that game that Mahomes played was kind of like the games he's been playing this year.
All day. And they know and have a recipe and formula to know how to win when they don't play their best.
Exactly.
And against Minnesota, and I'm not calling one individual out, the Rams, the last couple times they had the ball, and yesterday, you can't mimic that. So what are we, and that's why I'm not, you know, if you tell, hey, Goo, where you at? Am I going to tell you I'm changing everything I thought about Brock Purdy? No, but I'm starting to look at more like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
See, I would look at Brock Purdy and... The problem is, if you state a fact, you're going to be accused of making an excuse.
Mm.
But it can still be a fact. And the fact is, I wouldn't expect Brock Purdy to have a great game if he doesn't have McCaffrey,
wow.
If he doesn't have Deebo Samuel, if Ayuk gets hurt halfway through the game, if he doesn't have Juwan Jennings. Who do we have? Cowing? Pearsall? Like, that's asking a lot to want Brock Purdy to throw two touchdowns and no picks when he's got some rookies out there and Ronnie Bell and great defense.
Well, I was thinking of Eric. Let me tell you who's not a great defense. And maybe this is unfair because I'm not trying to pick on Brock. But that Arizona Cardinal game, you had everybody there. and he didn't look as great as he had in the past. But I thought the great ones prop you up, whoever you have. Oh. So can you understand that it was kind of trending that way? And I'm not saying he's done doing that, Brock Purdy. But, Stoney, that's what was the big head scratcher yesterday.